100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. The topic this week was together, and together we came up with a bunch of stories. Would you like to listen to them? Well, that's kind of why you're here, I guess. Well, here's the stories.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called Mum Saves the Day. Paul had anticipated most things, so was always half expecting the knock on the door from the police, apparently today investigating a missing local girl. They showed him a picture of Sally, who was currently tied up in his spare room. No, sorry, never seen her. A woman shouted from inside his house, and the officers stepped forward together, knowing they'd got the creepy bastard at last. Paul, I think I've shat myself. Paul looked embarrassed. Sorry, I'm Mum's carer. I think she needs me. He closed the door, let the tape recorder play a while longer before hitting stop. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Good morning, it's Richard, and here's my story on the topic together. It's called Fidelity. Really? You spent the night together in the same bed with your secretary and nothing happened? Nothing? I had no choice, darling. They booked us into the same room by mistake. I promise you, nothing happened except sleep. She gave me a hard stare. It never happens again, right? I nodded. She knew I wasn't lying. She always knew when I lied. It was like a sixth sense. I was telling the truth, and she knew it. Frankly, after sex in the shower, on the balcony, and against the wall, when we got into bed, all we wanted was sleep. There we go. I think that's it for today. Goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, still with the stuffy nose, here goes this week's story. The string of lights reminded me of you. It reminded me of those days we spent in the cinema parking lot next to the industrial fan, barely able to hear each other. The string of lights reminded me of you and me. It reminded me of the shouted out tunes that were just laughter. It reminded me of when our fingers touched by mistake and we didn't know what to do. Did you say, I love you? The string of lights reminded me of us. The cinema is now gone, but I can still hear that silent, I love you. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Can I Bring My Friend to Tea? Since I am old, I remember a time before the Beatles. Before it was pretty much street corner cruising, well, and Motown and actually Mississippi Blues, well, all that. But the Beatles got so big they could record just about anything they wanted to. Case in point, All Together Now. Not exactly Wagner there. Being in the States, I didn't get that music hall vibe. After a dozen pints, I bet it's a riot. Chop the tree, sail the boat, look at me. Okay, I'm smiling. I guess after 50 years, it has succeeded because we are still all together now. And now, the reason for my absence. It's nearly been a half a year, but I can barely acknowledge my oldest friend's death. So it's a bit hard to work him into the lengthy explanation. We could go back 40 years, but that would be way too much plot expo. Let's land on podcasting. Jim, God rest his soul, said he was listening to a podcast of two kids from Wisconsin talking shit for 45 minutes. I said, I don't have an iPod. Sorry, gotta hit the pause button here. I had no idea I was about to answer that question regularly for the next 2 full years. To be continued.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Together, forever. I trace the words with my finger, carved all those years ago, when I thought that our love would always endure. It didn't. He lied. However, I kept my promise. And when he tried to walk away from me, I broke his legs. I cut out his tongue to stifle his curses. And chained him in the cellar, where he remains groveling, to this day. I know he hates me with a passion, and I certainly no longer love him. But a promise is a promise, and together, forever, we will remain. Whether we like it or not.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and I'm turning my clocks ahead an hour. Anyway, this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 881 with a prompt of Together. So here's my story. Had Bilbert and Sabrina not been zooming above the treetops, they would have skidded to a stop. Instead, they hung together in the air as Bilbert considered what the old man had said. They have Linoleum Amanda. We have to do something, Sabrina. Can you bring a wind to knock the house down? Obviously, Sabrina was not as comfortable hanging out 50 feet above the ground as her fingers gouged Bilbert's arm where she gripped it. Remember, Lily Wanda is in the cabin, too. And any wind strong enough to level the building would also blow us out of the air. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Greetings all. Jay Radimus back for another weekly challenge. I know I've been gone for a few of these, but I have a story for this week's topic of Together. It's called Another Productive Meeting. Welcome all. Have a seat. Quickly, please. We're short on time. If you're wondering why I called this meeting, it means you didn't read the agenda in the invite. Oh, come on, Frank. Knock it off. You do this every time. Just get on with it already. Listen, little Mike. I say it every time because everyone always asks what the meeting is about. So if you want me to stop doing this, read the agenda. With that out of the way, I'll get on with it. Item 1, safety. A whistle blows.
Shift change!
Wait, I just started! Damn it. And that's my 100-word story on the topic of Together. Thanks for listening. We'll see you hopefully next time.
take a trip with me to planet Z.
Our last salvage run was a colony shuttle that flamed out on its way to Mars. Thousands of bodies in the sleeper pods. The cargo looked interesting. Dead withered plants in the hydroponics bay. The engines were completely shot. We grabbed the computer system and fuel and gave the rest a boost back on course to Mars. An orbital tug could grab the thing and get it to a way station for offloading. We messaged Mars authorities so they could catch it before it slams into the planet. Another colony ship is being launched. We'll see if it's another salvage.
And there you have it. A bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of together. Wasn't that wonderful? Well, I thought it was. Hold on. There. I erased the whole post. That's not good. It's back. I was trying to look up what the next weekly challenge topic is, and that's block. Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. And click Weekly Challenge, and there you'll see how to be a part of the Weekly Challenge. And also, the schedule of all the upcoming topics. I'm no longer posting them as individual posts. I just have it as one thing. I should probably make a calendar or something. I don't know. Anyway, thank you all for continuing to be a part of this. And welcome back to those who come back. And we'll be seeing you soon with all those that take a break. It's okay. Doing these one a day is crazy, right? I need to go take my pills now. Thank y'all for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.